And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
So welcome back to Coastside Radio.
Thank you, Jim. Always a pleasure to be here.
It's been a while since you've been in. Now, we know that the clock is ticking for you and that in October you're going to officially retire from your position at the Chamber. But what I want to talk about today is some of the projects that you're working on, some of the things you would like to see completed or have made good progress on before you go. So do you have any particular things that you would really like to see done before you say goodbye?
One in particular, yes. The others, I just want to see programs that I have developed over the last 22 years stay, like the KEEP, the Coastside Emergency Action Program, and Night of Lights, which is dear to my heart, that sort of thing. But as far as projects go, most people will probably remember that about 10 years ago, we finally got the Highway 1 medians planted. That was a 15-year project. Working with Caltrans is not always easy. And we got them planted, and the first 20 feet or so of the Kelly Avenue South median. We didn't have enough to complete that entire median.
So right now, is it totally about money? We just need more money?
Now it's totally about money. We think we have about $60,000 committed. The rest we'll need to raise from individual donations, hopefully from corporate sponsors. That's the way we did it when we raised the rest. We also, last time, got a grant from CCAG, City and County Area Governments.
So basically, we can't move forward until we have the full funding, right? In other words, you can't do like a little. You have to wait until you get the whole enchilada, more or less.
Yeah. Pretty much. Pretty much.
But this is the last of it? In other words, this $150,000 would basically complete that project?
It would, because the median that is all the way south, just between the fire station and Cameron's, in other words, that median, that is part of a future project where they will improve that intersection. The same with the median that is up opposite McDonald's north. That is also part of a future project of improving, when Grand Avenue goes in. So those two would be taken care of at that point. This is the only piece that there's no project that would ever get this median planted, and that's why I'd really like to get it done.
Is there anything that would require maintenance? In other words, since it is situated where it is, who would be responsible for maintaining that?
So the city is responsible. When we did the last one, we gave the city about 3 years worth of maintenance. We gave them about $60,000 to have about 3 years worth of maintenance. And of course, we took the water underneath and all of that. And there's already water in this median that is Kelly South. We already put the water in there. So the city has a maintenance agreement. So it would be taken care of just like the other medians. And I need to give a great gratitude of thanks to Cucucci and Associates as well. Steve Cucucci has done this project with me from the very beginning and donated the majority of his time. Last time, about a year ago, some of the plants were looking a little shabby. So the city replaced, I think it was 70 or 80 plants, and Cucucci and Associates donated the majority of those plants to put them in there because, you know, he lives here and that's his project in his hometown, and he wants to make sure that it keeps looking good. So that's a phenomenal, you know, asset to have right there.
Well, you know, I was thinking of the money that still needs to be raised and funded, a little chunk here, a little chunk there, and pretty soon you have it. Now, we've talked about private donations. We talked about corporate donations. The city right now is not doing too bad as far as money. If ever there was a time that the city was kind of flush, it seems to be during these good economic times. Do you think that there's any possibility that they would give $10,000 or an amount of money to this?
Yes, there is a pot I should say that, no pun intended, that that funds could come out of. I'm not going to say how much, and because it hasn't been decided upon by City Council, and so therefore I'm hoping that there will be a nice little chunk.
So basically, listeners, if you feel community-minded and you want to do something for the hometown team, I'm sure that Charisse would love to accept any donation, big or small, for this fund, which would make our environment a little prettier, a little nicer. If anybody is listening that owns a business in town, certainly I'm sure she would welcome your participation as well.
You know, interesting you said that, because the original idea to plant these, you can't believe how many letters I would get, even in 1 month, that, oh, well, we came through Half Moon Bay, but we didn't bother to turn off and go down Main Street because Highway 1 was so ugly, we didn't think that Half Moon Bay had anything to offer. I used to get that letter all the time, 20 years ago. And that was one of the onuses for planting it, so that, and now people come by and go, oh my God, this looks really nice. Let's go find the restaurant. Let's go find downtown. Let me also say that the Chamber of Commerce has a 501c3 foundation, and that is Half Moon Bay Coastside Community Foundation. So any checks can be mailed or dropped off at the Chamber, which is 235 Main Street. But they should be made out to, like, HMB, Coastside Community Foundation.
Now, it seems to me that if anybody would have an interest in bringing more people into the downtown area, it would be the merchants of the downtown area. So if in times past, aesthetics of the gateway through Highway 1 was a turnoff and people didn't come in, then merchants of the downtown area, if you're listening, maybe it would be good to chip in a little bit to help keep everything beautiful and nice and inviting. All that being said, and since we are under certain time restraints, is there any other projects that you're working on that we should know about?
Well, we have the 4th of July parade coming up. That's the beautification committee. And we also have a barbecue, a children's area with that, and wine and beer, mimosas, and this year margaritas. So that is obviously on the 4th of July. And then we have our Farm Fish Flowers, formerly called Tour de Fleur. We have 5 tours. That is on July 28th, and this is the 27th annual. We have 4 new places that we've never been to before: Vita Verde Educational Farm, Tomcat Ranch with Left Coast Grass Fed. And then we also have Shell Dance Orchid Gardens in Pacifica. And we have, Root Down Farm. So that is another new one that is down by Memorial Park. So that's going to be exciting. It's always a fun-filled day. You go to 3 different farms between 10 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday the 28th, and you learn a lot.
But there's some historical favorites, too. I mean, in addition to the new ones, even some of the ones you've had before have been favorites, which seems to be the most popular.
Absolutely. Harley Farms has certainly been a favorite. We started last year with the Main Street Historical Tour, which should be really, really good. Johnston House is still on there, the Heal Project. We also have Pillar Point Harbor, where you learn about sustainable fishing, and Markygaard Farms, which is always fun because you walk away with eggs and beef or whatever. All of these generally have something for the participant to buy at a good cost and take home with them. Rocket Farms and Bay City Flowers, of course, have always been a mainstay and a favorite for people taking home potted plants and whatnot. Some of them are given away.
So every tour has a maximum of how many people?
The maximum would be probably about 55. Over that, it's hard. If it gets up to 55, they generally divide them into 2 groups. And, you know, one will start one direction, the other, and pass in the middle. And that way it's more manageable. But they're really fascinating, Chip. You know, you learn a lot, even if you are, we have master gardeners go on these tours. And, you know, there's not much more for them to learn, but they always come away with something. And it's so varied now with the history and the cattle farms and the Pillar Point Harbor and that sort of thing, that there's something for everybody.
Okay, well, listen, that's good. Thank you for coming in, and we're going to have you in again before you make your official goodbye, because we're going to kind of find out what you felt about the years that you've been serving. So we'll save that for our next interview, but thank you for coming in and catching us up again on what's going on.
Well, thank you, Jim, for having me. Always a pleasure.
Our thanks to Charisse McHugh for dropping in to share with us some of the current chamber projects that she would like to see completed before her upcoming retirement. And again, look at the medians on Highway 1 in Kelly. So much better than just a bunch of dirt, don't you think? If you would like to chip in to help complete this worthy project, give the chamber a call, 726-8380. Small donations gratefully appreciated. And speaking of appreciation, we appreciate, no, we love our listeners. So thanks for listening to Radio for the Coastside. For Radio Magazine, this is Jim Henderson. What were things like on the Coastside, say, 15 years ago? Well, the KHNB Time Machine is ready to take you back to 2003 with host Cameron Palmer. Make yourself comfortable. We blast off in just seconds from now on your hometown community station, FM and AM, KHNB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHNB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
Where can you take that special friend? To go have a great cup of coffee, sit, relax, and just spend time. Granola's Coffee House at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, next to BK Motors. Enjoy fresh coffee, tea, or a great hot chocolate. They also offer vegan and gluten-free goodies, plus free Wi-Fi. But make sure to try their freshly made granola. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturdays and Sunday, 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Bring that special friend today and spend some time at Granola's Coffee House, 116 North Cabrillo Highway in Half Moon Bay, next to BK Motors. And don't be surprised if you make more new friends while you're there.
This is Radio Magazine, a community service of KHMB AM 1710 and KHMV 100.9 FM.